Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, November 13th. Welcome to the show, everyone. If you have a question or a comment tonight, please do not hesitate to give us a call. Our number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Tonight we're going to be speaking with hairstylist Tracy Riggs, and I'm going to bring her on the line in a few seconds. But before I do so, let me just remind you guys that you can hang out with us also tonight on Twitter and use the hashtag #PoundBeautyLounge. That's BeautyLounge. You'll see our tweets in under Beauty Lounge as well as under Pound Beauty Talk as usual. Just a couple brief announcements. They're mainly dates that I wanted to throw out, January 28th through the 30th. Don't forget ISSE in Long Beach, California is January 28th through 30th of 2017. Also, we have NAHA entries opens up December 1st of this year. That's the NAHA entries, and you can start to enter December 1st of this year. And let's see, what else do I have for you? Let's see here, another date. Also, we have the 2016 Executive Summit in Scottsdale, Arizona, and that's coming up November 30th through December 1st. Again, that's the PBA Executive Summit, Understanding Consumer Behavior. And that's in Scottsdale, Arizona, November 30th, the end of this month, through December 1st. Okay? All right, so make sure you guys save those dates. And then we'll be bringing you more information about those events as they approach. Okay? So now we're going to welcome our guest to the show. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Thank you for having me. Hi, Denise. Hi, Janelle. How are you?
I am so wonderful. Thank you for joining
good.
Us.
I'm so happy to be here. I haven't talked to you guys in so long.
I know. My sister's gonna try to join us if she can. She's working on set tonight, so she may not
be able
to join us. But she's gonna try to join us. But we're still gonna have a good time.
Yes,
absolutely. So how have you been?
I've been good. I've been busy with my new product line, Bye Bye Parabens Hair Care. It's been created for natural curly hair. We started out full with about 6 products, and we're up to 13 now. So we've been at it since 2012 and busy over the last couple of years. I think we talked to you, I think, when we first launched, probably in 2012, 2013 maybe, was the last time we spoke.
Oh, wow. Has it been that long?
Yes, it has.
Oh, wow. The time has flown by. Gosh.
I know.
And so back then you had that was your 6 products.
Yeah, we started out with 6 products. We had 2 different shampoos and conditioners, and then 2 oils. And now we have a full line of paraben-free products for natural curly hair. We just launched our next to the last product. I have one more product we're working on now, which is a keratin conditioning treatment. It's not a straightening chemical, but it's a nice conditioning treatment for the hair. But we just launched our curl renewal serum, and we've been getting rave reviews from it so far.
Great. Now, before we get into the discussion about the product line and parabens and all that, I just want you to go back and introduce yourself to those who maybe didn't hear you the last time you were on the show. For those who don't know you, just reintroduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about who you are, and tell me a little bit about your philosophy to great hair.
Wow, okay. Well, my name is Tracy Riggs. For all you ladies and some gents that are out there listening, I've been a hairstylist for 28 years and a salon owner for about 20 of those 28 years. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 24, and I did some celebrity hair for videos and things like that. But for the most part, I enjoy growing women out of their relaxers into their natural hair, whether it be them wearing it straight or in its curly state. And the one thing, what was the last question? I'm sorry.
Basically, I just wanted you to talk a little bit about your philosophy to good hair.
Well, my philosophy for good hair is I say wear what looks good on you. And as long as it's healthy and it's your hair, I prefer just natural hair, no wigs, no weaves, just, you know, wearing your hair as is and then wearing it to complement your style and your career, you know, your personal style. I think that matters. Not just wearing something because it's a trend and it doesn't look good on you.
Gotcha. Now, your product is called Bye Bye Parabens. So, of course, to me, that means you want to get rid of parabens. We don't need it. When you look up what parabens are, they say they're a class of widely used preservatives in cosmetics and pharmaceutical products. That means absolutely nothing to me. can you tell me a little bit about what parabens are, why we don't need them in our hair products? Because, you know, that's kind of like a big thing for me now. You know, when I'm looking for hair products and almost any kind of product, when I see it and it says it doesn't have parabens in it, I get excited. But truth be told, why am I so excited? I don't know. I just feel like I believe because, you know, I hear people talk about it and I know about your line and I know it's not good for us, but I have no idea what it is and why it's not good.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's fair. Parabens are estrogen mimickers. They've been found in tumors of women with breast cancer. So it's important that we stay away from them because they're a danger to our body. And not only that, we could gain 5 pounds a year from having parabens just in our beauty products.
So you're talking any beauty product. Not just hair products,
lotions, your deodorants, your oils, I learned a big lesson because normally I use everything that's paraben-free. And it's a true story. Last week, they didn't have my oil because, you know, I use a certain oil. It's paraben-free. It's by Palmer's. They have an oil that doesn't have parabens in it. They didn't have it. And I tried an oil from Neutrogena, and I put it on my skin. This wasn't a paraben-free product, which I went against everything that I truly believe. And I got it because it smelled good. And I put it on my legs, and my legs have broken out from it. True story. Mm-hmm. So it's just important not to to use the parabens. I think that, the difference, too, when you use paraben-free products is your scalp isn't itchy. When you start using paraben-free products on your skin and your scalp, you don't have that itchiness. And when you go back, if you try and go back to a product that does have parabens in it and a whole bunch of preservatives, your scalp will itch, and you'll notice a difference there.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm wondering if you... I'm just wondering, like, if you begin to eat right, and, you know, when you begin to do things differently with your diet,
mm-hmm.
and then you also now all of a sudden, let's say, you know, I'm trying a new product, doesn't necessarily not have parabens in it, but I'm trying a new product. Do you feel like when you start doing, have you noticed rather, when you start doing things as far as your diet is concerned, things change, or you notice changes when you use certain products like on your skin? Because I know for me, when I focus more on the skin versus hair, but I know now that I'm eating a certain type of way, I'm beginning to notice, like, instantly, right away, Kyle, but it takes a couple of days. Like now, I'm noticing if it's not for me, it's showing up like instantly, right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that kind of the same thing when it comes to hair?
I think so. People get dry scalp or their scalp is itchy, and that's your body telling you that there's something in the product that your body doesn't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Hence my legs breaking out.
Why do you think, because I was reading something that said that parabens have been widely used in products to prevent bacteria growth since the 50s, but 85% of cosmetics have parabens in them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are parabens in it, in products?
Well, the parabens that are in products preserve the shelf life. So these products can last, 3 years, 4 years, and sit in a warehouse before they even get on the store shelves, before we're able to use them on our bodies. So it's because they're making so many units of these products. So you got tens and thousands of units being made, and they have to keep the shelf life because they're not going to sell it that fast. So they have tons of preservatives in the products.
Is there, like, a certain level, let's say parabens are in certain products. Is there a certain level that's considered bad and then a certain level that's okay for parabens being in products?
There are mild preservatives and natural preservatives that are put in products. And those mm-hmm. products are being made in small volumes, which mm-hmm. would be, that's what we do. We put a small, we create our batches are in small batches. So mm-hmm. We have a vitamin E, a citric acid, a UV protectant, a thermal protectant, and an antioxidant ingredient that acts as our preservative.
Do you think the paraben-free labeling of products, do you think we'll begin to see more that now that more people are aware of the dangers of parabens, that we'll begin to see even more products coming out paraben-free?
I think so. And one of the reasons I wanted to name the product Bye Bye Parabens was because I wanted people to immediately know that our products didn't have the parabens in it. So it wasn't anything you had to guess or look mm-hmm. for a small label on the bottle. That was something that was important to me.
Right. One of the things I've also noticed is that in a lot of paraben-free products, you'll also see sulfate-free. Are they linked, or are they two totally separate things?
They're separate. I mean, the sulfate is still a cancer-causing ingredient. Some products have a very mild sulfate in it that is mm-hmm. more catered for, like you could use it on small children, and it'd be safe. So, and then some, they have strong detergents. That's just like, our dish detergent and laundry detergent. Some are stronger, and then too, they too can break you out if there's too much perfume in them. The fragrance mm-hmm. will break you out and, irritate your skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit, one, just in general, like what inspired you is what I'm trying to say. What inspired the Bye Bye Paraben product line? And then where did you start? Like when you decided to do the line, where did you start as far as products are concerned? What was important to you to put out first?
Well, a shampoo and conditioner and an oil was really important first because everything that is really made for our hair is African-American natural curly hair is almost very oily. And there's always this cast over the hair. When you put an oil on, it's very, just has like a dull layer to the hair when you're finished. And I've never liked that. So that was one thing I wanted to make sure, that the oils were light and that the hair stayed bouncy, like it could still be bouncy. And then also that the shine was a natural shine, so you could see the actual shine on the hair and it wasn't coated.
And so you just had a new launch.
Yes.
tell me about this new product that you just launched.
Okay, so the Curl Renewal Serum is a beautiful thing. It is for curly girls who want to wear their hair curly, and it's also for natural girls who want to wear their hair maybe pulled back and you want to set your hair bantu knots or a roller set. You can use the Curl Renewal System. It has keratin in it, which is protein for the hair, so that helps keep the hair strong, and it also takes the frizz off the hair. It still keeps the hair very light, and it defines your curl, so you don't have any you don't have a gooky feeling when you feel through your hair. So you're able to still touch your curls, or give you touchable curls, as opposed to just not being able to touch it at all because you're scared you're going to frizz up your hair. This is a touchable, soft, curl-defining serum.
Gotcha. And you have, is it two or three different, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but two or three different lines within your line?
There are, well, now we're just starting, we're just kind of finishing up the curly line, but we have mm-hmm. a straight line and the curly line, and all of the products you can mix and match to cater to your needs. So if you want to wear it straight, you could do, a different shampoo and conditioner. Usually I'll have, if people aren't sure what they're supposed to use, somebody who's ordering online for the first time, I'll have them email me a picture of their hair so that I can recommend products for them if they're not sure. I've worked with every texture of natural hair, so visually I can look at a person's hair and tell what it is they need and what it is they've been doing and what it is mm-hmm. they should be doing moving forward.
Now, have you...
Not bragging or anything.
Right. The times that you've owned your own salon, Were you always using, I heard you say at 24 was your first salon, correct?
Yes.
Were you always doing a natural hair, or have you always, you know, have you kind of worked with, you know, relaxed hair?
Yes, relaxed hair, color. But in a transition happened. Let's see, I've been here for 7 years here in Charlotte. So it had to be now, probably 14 or 15 years ago, I started growing women out. Excuse me.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Started growing women out of their relaxer.
And what made you decide, you know what, I'm going to start focusing on natural hair?
I like the way it looks. I just think it looks better. It's healthier. It grows longer. And we don't need it. You know, we were duped. We thought we needed the relaxer. We really don't need it. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, when you grow out your relaxer and you make that transition to natural, a lot of people are scared to do it because they think that they're going to have that childhood natural hair. And that's not the case. Mm-hmm. And if you still want to wear your hair straight, you still want to look like yourself and wear the styles you like, you still can. After straightening over time, your cuticle starts to shift over, and you'll be able to take care of your hair, and you'll find it's in better shape than it was when you had a relaxer.
Right.
So I know it's scary for a lot of women because they're, you know, they think of, like, you know, when I was little, my hair was, I couldn't do anything with it. But it does change. A lot of women who have been wearing relaxers, the relaxer does penetrate and it does shift the texture of your hair. So it'll grow mm-hmm. out when it grows out natural. It's not maybe as thick as it was. And mm-hmm. if you want to get that thickness back, you just have to keep wearing it curly and not getting it straightened. If you just want to keep it in its natural state, I would just recommend no heat. But if you want to be, have the versatility of wearing it straight or curly, there's just a certain amount of time you can get it straightened. For some people, I recommend, you know, every 2 weeks. Some people come every week and they still have their curl. If they do want to wear curly styles, you know, say in the summertime, they have that option still. The hair is not as tightly coiled, but it's still curly enough where they can do natural hairstyles with it. Basically, you just trimming the ends off and you're able to wear it curly. But, you know, you won't get heat damage. It just depends on your texture. And then I just recommend getting a professional to tell you how often you should get your hair straightened if you want to be able to flip-flop and wear it curly or straight.
Right. And do you think it's possible, you know, when you grow out that relaxer, you stay away from heat, do you think it's possible to get that original texture back?
I do. I think when you're growing out, some people, they end up getting braids when they're growing out of their relaxer mm-hmm. if they just want to, you know, wear it natural and not get it straightened at all anymore. Then I mm-hmm. always recommend braiding it, or, you know, some people do the big chop. I tell some people to, you know, do sets in their hair, so you don't have to worry about it breaking. But if you're going to wear it curly while you're transitioning, it's better, I think, to get it braided or just cut the relaxer off, do your big chop, and then, you know, start your hair, you know, doing the coils and wearing it curly that way. Because other than that, it's going to break anyway because you're trying to keep the relaxed ends and then the new growth coming in. And those two different textures of hair will cause breakage in the center of wherever the relaxer starts and the new growth starts.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm sorry, and excuse me, sorry. I went to the comedy show last night, so I was yelling. So I think my voice is all tricked up now.
So what are some of the concerns that some of the your clients have when they're wearing their hair natural? You know, trying to grow it out of the relaxer, or just those who don't have relaxers, but they just wear their hair natural. They do come in and get it straightened, but do you find them having certain concerns in particular about their hair?
My clients, no. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Well, I use my products on my clients, so they don't complain normally about, you know, dry hair or anything. I make sure that I take care of it. And most of my clients will wear their hair blown out for the most part. So everybody's natural and they get blown out. Summertime is when I have a few people who will wear curly maybe for a few weeks in a row and then come in and get it straightened out. But for the most part, no, my clients don't have any complaints. I'm proud to say that. I do take care of their hair, and we use great products. I'll just say that.
So basically, your vibe by parabens it's taking care of the dry hair issue that some may find when growing out their natural hair.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm proud of that. Yeah, I mean, our products have a lot of moisture and it hydrates the hair without it feeling, you know, weighed down or anything. I'm very proud of the line that we've created. I think that we've set ourselves apart from the industry standard. And I'd love to see it in just every salon in the world, really. I mean, I think it's a great product. And I'm not just, you know, saying that, but I've worked with a lot of products. And I've had stylists who have worked with our products who have raved nothing but great things to say about it. And I'm proud of that. And everybody who uses our product always give us good reviews. We don't pay for our reviews. Our reviews are real reviews from real women who use our product. And, you know, I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was just going to ask you, what are some people saying, you know, like other hairstylists who are using it and then your clients?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't get the question. I'm sorry about that.
I was saying that you were talking about reviews, and I said I was just going to ask you what are some of people saying about it, you know, other hairstylists as well as your clients?
Oh, they love the product. I have there's a salon in Norway that carries our product, and she has a supply store in the front of her store, and she was using a lot of natural hair care brands, and she said once we come out with our curl serum that she was going to make her salon just a Baba Paraben salon. And so far she's held true to that. And that's huge. I mean, especially for a small company like us. I mean, we're just, you know, we're a small company. So for her to say that's big. And she was carrying a little bit of everybody in there. So it's nice. It's nice to hear. So that, you know, kind of, you know, gives us hope, like we could keep pushing forward and really put this out there. And all of our reviews are on our website, byebyeparabens.com, if anybody wants to go on and read them. And I don't know, I was hoping somebody would call in and, you know, kind of chime in on with us.
What they like about it. Yeah, that's really good, and I just think it's important. And I know just when I see a lot of your work, you know, some of the videos that you put out there, or some of the pictures that you have out there, but your clients, the hair looks so healthy, so important.
Thank you. Everybody on our page, my page is they're all natural. And they get blown out for the most part. All of them are natural. And then some, you know, they'll flip up and wear curly too. But I don't know. I just think, you know, I love the fact that all of my clients wear their own hair. You have so many women out here who think that, you know, the weave hair is better than their own hair. You know, and I just think that, you know, us and our true essence, there's nothing more beautiful than that. And I really want to make sure that we have beautiful images of us everywhere I can put them, I'm going to have them, because we don't see us in that light. You know, everybody's walking around looking alike with the same texture of, you know, Brazilian weave and yakky hair, and, you know, now they got natural curl, natural hair, natural weave hair that looks natural. I mean, it's a mess. Like, I mean, I don't know, I just, if we're going to be natural, let's do it all the way out. That's how I feel. So, you know, I want to put out images, real images of who we are. as African American women.
Absolutely, and it's telling the world that it's okay to wear your hair natural.
That's right. That's right. And that's what's beautiful about us. You know, we all have different textures and, you know, because I always say it's not just about our hair. You know, it's not just about our hair, because we wouldn't be so upset if that was the case when we got a split ends or, you know, our hair is not acting right. So it's more than just our hair. It's who we are. It's the essence of who we are.
Absolutely.
So, I love that about, you know, women who wear their own hair and embrace it and have gone against, you know, the trend of just weaving it all the time. You know, it's okay, I guess, sometime, but I would prefer people just not wear it anymore, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Now, I see a couple of people from Charlotte on the line. If there's anybody out there that's one of Tracy's clients, if you would love to just let us know what you think about the product, just push the option to speak with the host, and I'll bring you on the line. So, Tracy, is there anything that you're not doing with the product line that you would love to do? I know you said you have another product that you're working on right now. But is there anything, you know, you would love to do with the product line that you're not doing right now in regards to more product or where you see the product line going? Anything that you would like to do?
I think, well, the conditioner treatment, that's important to me. And also a hairspray, a light hairspray, that would be probably the last two pieces. The goal is to have minimal product that you have to apply on your hair, so you're not, you know, putting 10 different products on your hair to achieve one look. So the goal would be just to have minimal product and be able to get, you know, healthy hair, get the look you want, and not have it piled up with stuff on it. So I think that would be the last two. I would definitely want to finish that treatment and then the spray. And I think we'll be done, and, you know, we'll be ready. We're getting ready to get out there now and really push forward. And, you know, hopefully, you know, be the brand that everybody loves, because, you know, that's what we promote. You know, we want people to love their hair, their own hair, and not feel like they have to cover it up or conform to what trend is, because it's not their personal style. So if you're not really, you know, wanting to wear Afro, but you want to be natural, we don't want you to feel like you have to do that. We want to have products that will support you in being able to blow dry your hair out and without getting heat damage. So, I mean, that's the goal, to love your own hair.
To love your own hair. Absolutely.
Right.
I love that. I love it. I'm trying to think what you use your entire product line, but is there ever a time when you have to use something else that's not yours? Are you sticking with the no paraben theme, even if you have to go out of your line to use something else?
Yes, because like I said, we haven't developed a spray, so I do use a paraben-free hairspray now that's not in my line. But other than that, everything else, everything I use is all by parabens.
Gotcha. And so the goal is for everybody to love it, but not only that, but for everyone to know about it.
Yes. That is the big challenge with our small company, but we are resilient.
That's good. That is so, you know, that's so nice. And I guess I'm going to have to get up to Charlotte to pick up some products.
No, I'm going to send you some products.
And
okay,
when
we get off, I'll get your information. We'll send you some products out.
Okay. That would be great. Because that's kind of my thing now, too, is just no parabens. as much as I can.
Important.
Exactly, it really is. And like I was saying, with me eating differently, you know, I read labels and read packages and, you know, I'm looking at certain things. And so now I'm beginning to do that as well with hair products.
Okay.
So that would be good. That would definitely
okay.
be good. So tell us a little bit about the price range.
I'm sorry. What'd you say
tell
again?
Tell us a little bit about the price range for your products.
Well, our prices range from 20 to 38. 38 would be mm-hmm. our healing oil treatment.
Okay.
That's, you can use it as a hot oil treatment. You can use it when you wear your hair in curly styles to set it. And if you need a little more moisture, it's peppermint oil and almond oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice, especially for a hot oil treatment. That's how I use it the most. I use it for a hot oil treatment. And then also for people who have been wearing their hair natural for a long time, and it's hard for them to blow their hair out because their ends stick together, it's a great product to use on your ends for blowing it out when you want to get it straight without having to put too much heat on it. But our shampoos run 20 to like 22, and then our conditioners are 22 to 24, and our oils range for about $26.
Okay.
And if you go online or log on to our website, you get 15% off to your first order.
Oh, nice.
Maybe
nice.
Have that on.
So that's ongoing for first-time orders, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Speak a little bit about this issue, and I believe I read this on your blog, I think, a little bit about using oils on your hair. I believe the story on the blog was about using oils that you cook with.
Mm.
But
such a touchy.
I'm speaking specifically of just hair oils for your hair, because sometimes you get some stylists, and then I also I guess throw in the mix with that hair grease. Because a grease and an oil are two different things, but people,
yes.
When they're talking about, you know, their scalp is dry, issues like that, or their hair looks dry, talk a little bit about oils, the do's and the don'ts.
Well, the don'ts for sure is, please, ladies, stop putting coconut oil and cooking oil, peanut oil, any kind of oil that you're going to put in your frying pan or baking dish, do not put that on your hair. A lot of people don't realize, oh, well, they used, you know, oil in there years ago. You know, but years
mm-hmm.
ago, things weren't processed the way they're processed today. Because the shelf is more people, so they have to produce more products. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's so much crap in it. Cooking oil has all kinds of pesticides in it, fatty acids, in order to process the processing methods they use for it. It's been linked to immune system issues, infertility, behavioral problems, liver and kidney damage, hormonal issues, low birth rate, cancer, mental decline. And we put this stuff on our hair, it penetrates in our scalp. That goes in our skin. Anything that we put on our skin, it penetrates into our body. It's better to consume organic, you know, foods, vitamins, things like that, because your body can release the negative effects of these cooking oils or, you know, vitamins. But when you put them on your scalp, they're just penetrating, you know, and sitting in there and you know, I think bacteria is accumulating, because some people, I've had two clients come in and their hair smelled like baby vomit. And I knew, I asked right away, like, what are you using? And they said they were using one-use olive oil, one-use coconut oil. And I told them, please don't ever use that again. There's something wrong. You know, I went to curl their hair. It was very hard for me to get the oil out. It's just sitting there. I don't, and festering. and turn it into I don't know what, you know. So I just think there's too many damaging effects to it. It's better to, you know, eat healthier, you know, eat the right food so that it manifests through, you know, in your hair as it grows mm-hmm. out. Because once your hair grows out of your head, it's dead. So you have to help it along. And you can't help it along putting these kind of chemicals on top of your hair and your scalp.
Mm.
Sorry, you guys. My line dropped, and I believe Tracy's did too. Let me bring her back on. Okay. Sorry about that, Tracy.
That's okay.
All right. Where were we? We were talking about you were finishing up about the oils. I think you had finished. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Another thing I wanted to mention was you talk about 7 things that everyone needs to know about caring for naturally textured hair. Can you tell us what those things are?
Let's see, 7 things that you should do.
And the
okay.
first
food
one was
condition.
And the first one was the food the food grade cooking oils.
Yeah. Yeah, that to not put those on there. You said
mm-hmm.
to don't do the natural curl, don't do the natural curly hair.
No, just caring for let's see, how was it? I remember reading it. 7 things women with naturally textured hair must know.
Okay. So deep conditioning is very important. And you don't have to deep condition all weekend, ladies. You don't have to deep condition all week. But you do need to do a deep conditioner with a cap with some heat on it. I would do at least 30 minutes to an hour deep conditioning. Your ends need to be trimmed. So you want to trim your ends. You don't have to do them like a person who gets their hair blown out. If you're wearing it more in a curly state, I always tell people you can wait really 12 to 14 weeks and have your trim done then by a professional. Definitely go see a professional to get your hair shaped and not try to just kind of cut it yourself or get somebody to cut it for you. At home, I definitely recommend going to see somebody who knows what you're doing to make sure you have a good shape to your hair. What else? Use paraben-free products. I got to throw that in there. let's see.
And also, not to cut you off, but also what about you're saying use paraben-free products, but important to use products from the same line. I mean, you could get some paraben-free mm-hmm. products nowhere else and then mix them with yours, but it's best to just kind of do one whole line of products.
Yes, because products are made to complement each other. Everything is pH balanced within a product line. So when you mm-hmm. use a product, you use a shampoo, you want to use the conditioner, you want to use the oil, you want to use, you know, your leave-in conditioner, all from the same line because it's been pH balanced specifically to complement each other. When you flip-flop and kind of use products and you're, you know, using this from that, that from that, you end up just throwing off the pH in your hair and then you end up with dry hair. It's bad enough you're not, you know, touching your curls because you don't want to mess them up so your scalp isn't being stimulated. So you want to mm-hmm. make sure that you always massage your scalp and stimulate your sebaceous gland so that your natural oils produce as well, as opposed to just, you know, not touching your curls. Your hair is going to end up dry because the oil isn't allowed. Your natural oil isn't able to travel all the way down to the ends of your hair. It's stopping where that first coil is. So then the ends of your hair are always dry, and that's why. So even when you shampoo it, maybe every couple of days, just go in and take your fingers in and make sure that you massage your scalp and stimulate your own oil. Was I all over the place? Was that clear?
That was clear.
I hate that I get so serious talking about hair. I know it's just hair, but I don't know. It's what I do, so I take it I take it personal and I take it very seriously. So I'm sorry I'm so serious this evening. I'm not.
But
I don't feel
what?
Like I'm too fun. I feel fun. I feel serious, like serious stylist.
But you know what? I think that's a good thing because, you know, oftentimes I, you know, find myself a lot of times complaining. Like, you know, a lot of times I go, you know, back and forth between Atlanta and Baltimore. And sometimes, you know, I'll, you know, I'm in Atlanta mostly, and, you know, I'll get my hair done there. Then sometimes I'll come, you know, when I'm coming home to visit family in Baltimore, and sometimes I'll stay for an extended period of time, you know, then I'll have to go to stylist here. And I often find myself, you know, because sometimes I'm in different, you know, a different chair, I often find, like, sometimes I feel like you're not getting, especially when you're in a salon environment, you know, where they're kind of just pushing people through. Sometimes I feel like I don't get, you know, that stylist where they're sitting and they're telling you about your hair. And maybe it would be different if, you know, that's what I think. It would be different if I'm at one person only at a stylist. But I found that that's not necessarily always true. Where even if I'm in Atlanta for a long period of time and I'm just going to the same styles all the time, I sometimes feel like I'm still not getting that, you know. So I love the fact that you're serious and, you know, and you're thinking about hair in this way because sometimes you don't get that. At least I feel like I don't get that all the time. And every time I sit down in the chair, I would love it if a stylist is always talking serious about hair. Because a lot of times we don't, when it's something that we are not a pro in, like that's not, hair is not my profession. And I've been going to the salon every 2 weeks since I was a child. So I kind of let the hair people do what they do, you know. And so I'm not really into it and as serious as you all, you know, are. But you know better than, I believe you know better than me. So I really would like somebody to be that way with me.
I hear a lot of stories about when people first come to me and they say, you know, it took me for, you don't know how many people I tried before I got to you, like, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, people start, you know, I think that, you know, we have to bring back the professionalism in the salon. I think that's been lost in a lot of ways. I don't know what's happened, but I do know that that's something that's probably the main thing I hear about the experience. You know, the experience is very important, and that's something that you know, can't be taught. That's something that you know, you have to work at, and you have to want to make sure that, you know, I'm speaking to styles in particular. You know, I know some professional stylists. But a lot of styles, I know a lot of unprofessional ones too. But
right.
It's important. That, I think that's more important than the actual hairstyle and the end result. It's the experience that people come for when they know they're going to be able to relax and have that hour, that 2 hours in the salon and, you know, be able to just unwind and get off the ride for a little bit, you know, before they go back out there.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. I think sometimes it's just different, and sometimes it's just all about for some people just doing hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that just means get them in, and it's just that routine, that same routine. You can bring them in, shampoo them, style them, get them out the door, move on to the next. Versus, you can still have that, and I don't mean to say that you can't have that personal attention in a salon atmosphere, because you can. It's all about the stylist and what they take the time to do.
That's true.
You know, but just bringing them in and saying, hey, you know, your hair is in this type of condition, and this is what I suggest, or, you know, what I think needs to be done. You know, telling them what's wrong with their hair, what you think needs to be
done. And being honest about it. That's right.
And being honest,
not just doing it because, you know, you can, you know, it's a bigger ticket for you, but really being honest, telling them what they need and what they don't need, you know, and letting them know what they will need. And then, you know, a few weeks or 2 weeks, this is when we're going to do a trim, instead of springing on them, you know, while they're in the chair. I mean, these are all complaints that I hear, you know, and it just, I don't know, it's just a bad look for us, you know, as professionals. There's a lot of professionals out there who really take their craft seriously, and I think it's being compromised, especially from, you know, new stylists who are just, or not even new stylists, I think for people who are just doing it for the money, I think that part of it is being compromised. And I think that's something that, you know, the people who are serious about their craft and who have been doing this for a long time, but we need to bring that back. The professionalism back in the salon, I think, is so important. And I think a lot of stylists miss business because of the way they conduct business.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and stylists not being afraid to be honest, because I think some of them are afraid to tell you what they really think or feel about your hair. Like, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because they think, well, maybe she's not going to want to hear it, or maybe she's going to respond in a certain way. But I think anybody, whether they like what you have to say or not, I think anybody could appreciate you being open and honest with them when it comes to their hair.
I agree. I mean, I'll tell my clients, they already know, even new people. You know, I give them a pass the first time they come. As you know, I know the trust levels are low because they've been in other places. And the trust levels are low right now, so I'm not going to, you know, I don't cut on people's hair when they first come. I just let them experience what I have to offer. But, you know, after that, they get one pass, and after that, I got to just tell them this is how it's going to go down. So, but they appreciate it. I mean, you know, but I tell them, I know the trust levels are low. It's your first visit, so I'm gonna let it slide. You know, I'll just do what you want me to do this visit, but then after that, okay, I'm taking over. And everybody who listens, you know, they have great results with their hair. It's true. But I'm not scared to tell people, you know. But, you know, and I'm honest. You know, I'm honest, and I think that's a big part, because we do have to build up the trust, because people are just putting any and anything on people's hair. You know, they got bottles, not labels, and they just pumping stuff out of it. You don't know what it is. I mean, I've heard all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, we just got to bring back the trust between the client and the professional in the salon. You know, and I think that's why a lot of people have strayed and, you know, are doing hair at home, or, you know, they got a girlfriend doing their hair, that kind of thing, because, you know, the trust levels have gone down.
So true. So true. And then I think stylists have to make sure that they're educating themselves. Making sure that they're up on, for me, it's not all about hairstyling, like hairstyles, you know, making sure you're on top of the new hairstyles. It's not even about that. For me, it's about products, ingredients, you know, and actual hair care, you know, more so for me than them knowing, you know, the new styles. And I mean, I could care less about that, to be honest.
Right, I mean, your hair is long. It's so pretty. I mean, if anything, it's just, you know, caring for it, keeping the hair on your head, and having it continue to be able to grow, you know, I really.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
Because it was a.
I think I've got to get you in my chair. That's all.
Yeah.
I've got to get you in my chair.
I've been saying since I came to your salon that I wanted to, I definitely wanted to do it, to come to your salon and just get you to do what you need to do.
Yeah, we got to do that. Next time you're in Charlotte or, you know, close by, we got to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, when you put your little pictures out there on Instagram, I'm like, oh, my God, look at these women's hair. you know, I just love the look of healthy hair. I really do.
Oh, thank you. And that's what I like. I mean, I love that. I love the look of healthy hair. And you can't get any healthier than natural hair being blown out. It's just the prettiest thing I've ever seen. It really is. I mean, it just looks so much just shiny, and it just looks, it's just pretty.
Yeah.
And I
really
think that's
is.
A fun transformation for a stylist, too, when you get to, you know, you have somebody in your chair and their hair is curly, it's tight, it's coiled, it's afroed, and then you get to blow it out. It's almost, it's equivalent to doing a short haircut for us, you know, so I think that's the fun in it for us. It's like it's a big transformation, like color or a haircut. So it's just fun.
What would you say to women who are growing out their relaxers or who have grown out their relaxers? They're just natural, but they're kind of afraid to, you know, wear your natural hairstyles without straightening. So they always so they go to straightening their hair, but they kind of want to be able to work with their hair and not be afraid of working with their hair. Because I know when I grew up my relaxer, I was like, oh, boy. you know, what am I – like, I'm telling you, like I said, I grew up going to the hair salon on a regular basis, so I'm not the one to, like, try new things with my hair on my own, because I just – doing my hair on my own is not something that I've always had to do. Like, when I went away to college – I had to do my hair, but trust me, I found a salon quick. so for those people who are like me, who, you know, hair is just not, doing my own hair is just not my thing, what do you say to them when they're trying to grow out that relaxer or when they're, I'm be honest with you, I'm afraid of doing my hair in its natural state. Like, I don't know what I would do.
Oh, to wear a curly style?
Yeah, to wear a curly style, yeah.
Well, you know what? I would recommend, you know, they go to their stylist and have their stylist do a natural hairstyle and give them a tutorial on it. Because I always say you need to have two hairstyles, your straight style and then your natural style, but sometimes you want to get your workout on and you want to be able to wear your hair, you know, curly and not have to worry about it. So go to your stylist, have them do a natural style on you and give you a tutorial while they're doing it. I think that's another thing that's, you know, needed, especially in our community and African American community. We need to make sure that we teach our clients, you know, how to do their hair. They should know how to do their hair in between. That's business. That's just a walking billboard for you, too, because they're able to look good between appointments. So I would say just, you know, ask, because some stylists don't mind teaching, you know, teaching you as they're doing the style. You should have know how to do at least two natural styles, whether it be, you know, a Bantu set. I think that'd be something pretty on you, like a Bantu set, and then you could just wear it wavy, and then while you work out, you can still just coil it around, and it still looks cute. It's not super tight, but you got a nice wave to it, and, you know, it still has a pretty curl pattern. So that's something
right.
that lasts at least a week, you know, and you could just do it over, but just get a tutorial while you're there.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So some of it, I think, is on, a lot of it is on the stylist. Like, we have to do better with being more open with techniques and stuff with our clients and not being scared that we're going to lose a client if we teach them how to do their hair. Because that's not the case. It's not, like I said, it's not about just the hairstyle. For especially for African-American women, this is a place that we come to and commune. We come to the salon like
right.
talk
exactly.
and, you know, we act as therapists, you know, for the most part. So
yes.
it's about just the experience and getting off the ride. So it's not
right.
going to, you know, kill us, you know, if we teach our customers, our clients, you know, how to do their own hair in between. You know, just some people can't make it all the time, you know. You're going to just have
right.
them walking around looking a mess? No. Okay, people got to keep their husbands. And people got to get husbands.
Right.
right. So they got to be looking good now.
That's true. You know, that's so true, and I totally agree. I think that's probably part of it is, you know, just the fear of, okay, they're going to learn how to do their hair and they're going to stop coming to me you know, I think that's probably what it is. But I can tell you right now, you can show me a tutorial, and I would greatly appreciate it. But I would still be right there.
Yeah,
in the
come. Who wants to sit there? I do my own hair. I don't want to, but I do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather be able to just sit and get my hair done, you know, get off the ride for a minute, you know. But so it's about the whole experience. It's not just about the hairstyle, the end result, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, I teach classes. I teach my clients. I give classes to my clients. You know, I teach them how to do their own hair. And then also in between, like if they're, I'm doing a style, I show them how to do it, how to care for it. This is how you want to care. Like we got to help them out. I mean, you can't walk around looking a mess, you know, a week after they leave and then you don't see them for 3 weeks. And what are they doing to their hair in that 2 week span, you know, between the time you don't see them or not? No, that's not
right.
fair.
That's
just not
that's
fair.
True.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, tonight we've talked about bye-bye parabens. We talked about parabens, why we don't need them. But we haven't talked about the Tracy Riggs Salon. So what's new with you and your salon?
Well, okay. So I am in a beautiful suite now, which I'm so happy. I love my loft. I'm in Ballantyne in, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina now. And it's just, I'm just happy. I'm in a great space where I can still, you know, nurture that creative side of me and then also focus on my product line. So it's a great balance and family, you know, I have family. So I'm able to, you know, spread myself a little more, in
mm-hmm.
every area, which is just nice. When I had the big salon, I wasn't able to do that. That was really tough for me because I was trying to train, you know, new talent and then, you know, also do my clients and then bye-bye parents. It's just a lot. So
mm-hmm.
I moved into a suite for the last – I've been there, I guess it's been about 5 months. It's just wonderful. We have a great group of people there. Everybody is very professional and seasoned. And it's just a nice environment to work in. So that's where I am right now. And I'm working kind of part-time-ish, so to speak. I work a half a day Tuesday and Wednesday and then full day Thursday and Friday. And then, you know, I focus on – well, I work, you know, really 7 days, but I'm able to work on bye-bye parabens a little more, which is nice because that's the goal. In the end, you know, I've been at this 28 years, so I'd like to be able to work bye-bye parabens full-time and travel and give classes and train stylists on our blowout and, you know, push forward in that area.
Okay,
do
so
shows
you said you,
and things like that.
You have, so you have a staff with you in at
Street? No, it's just me. And before that, you know, I had the six chair salon before this, and so I'm just happy where I am right now. It's just me, mm-hmm. but we have there's 25 lofts total. You know, it's like we're in one big salon. Everybody is just real professional and seasoned. But yeah, I have my own loft in Ballantyne, which is it's just nice. I'm very happy there.
Okay.
Nice.
And that's good when you can, you know, it's good when you, you know, a lot of times when you're the stylist, but then you're also, you also have your own product line. It's good when you can find balance because a lot of times without that balance, you feel like you're not giving enough time to either thing. You know what I mean? But once you come to a place where you can find that balance and you can kind of, you know, maybe cut your hours in one place and spend more time in another place, but yet it's still working in the other area that you where you cut your time, it's still working, you know what I mean? And so I truly understand where you are right now. I can definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, because that was a stressful time for me. I was working so, I mean, when I tell you I was working in my sleep, I mean, it just was not, I was like, I got to get some, stop sleeping like 3 hours a night because I'm just trying to, you know, the wheels are turning. I'm trying to figure out, you know,
everybody else's stuff. How are we going to do this? Or what? I got to get this done. So it was just a lot on me. And I think it was the right thing to do, to just close and then move forward and go back to a suite, because I was in a suite before I opened that salon. And it's just, I'm happy. That's the best way I can explain it. I got peace of mind, and that's priceless.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's good, though. That's really good. It's good that things are coming along, you know, with the product line. And you're just, you know, you're moving right along.
Yeah.
Moving right along, and that's really good. And this is one question I meant to ask you when we were talking about the product line. How would you say Bye Bye Parabens compares with all the other products out there that works well with naturally curly hair?
Well, you know what? I think that our products have been made in the salon with salon quality ingredients. They hydrate your hair. They're safe. They're high quality with high quality ingredients. Whether you wear your hair straight or curly, you'll see beautiful hydrated curls. I think that's the difference. Is there's, you have touchable hair. It's still light and bouncy. You can mix and match our products to suit your hair care needs, whether you want to wear it curly or straight. And we've really created a line of products that perform well, and they do what they say they're going to do. You do not have to question any of our products in terms of performance. So when you use them, you are definitely going to see a difference. The other thing is, if you aren't sure about what products you can use, I'm here to do a online consultation. So all you have to do is email me a picture of your hair, and I can tell you through my 28 years experience exactly what you need for your hair, and it will work. Our products are also made in the USA. They're not shipped from anywhere, so you're getting them fresh, so to speak. You bought them in small batches. So I guess that's all I can think of right now. but yeah, they're great. I mean, I'm proud of them. I think we've really we've tackled the dry hair epidemic. I feel like we've determined the cure for it, so to speak. And that's proven in all the clients I have who use the product, and everybody who purchases. You know, we sell online as well, so the people who purchase our products, I mean, there's somebody now online doing a challenge with our products. So we can't wait to get her you know, big reveal at the end. But she bought the products, and she's doing a Bye Bye Parabens, you know, hydrating challenge. So, I mean, I think that the products are great. I mean, I know they're mine, but, I mean, hey, I got to toot my own horn if nobody else is tooting,
right? That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you spoke, you know, about traveling and doing classes. What, you know, as an educator, what would your focus be?
My focus would be hair care and how to blow out your hair and how to blow out your hair, I think, will be the first thing, because a lot of people are scared to blow out their natural hair. So that would be something. And a lot of stylists, too, are really nervous about heat damage, and they're taking a long time to blow out natural hair. So my focus would be to teach our blowout, and our blowout, it gets done in an hour for any texture of natural hair. So that's something I would want to take on the road and, you know, train stylists in salons so that they're making more money and able to blow out hair easier without heat damage. Because I know a lot of naturals, they're scared to blow their curls out because they think that it's not going to curl back up again. And I think that just comes from, you know, we didn't know in the beginning, you know, years ago when everybody was going natural, I think people were just putting so much heat on hair because, you know, this was something new. and trials weren't trained properly, and we didn't have the proper equipment, you know. But now, you know, things have progressed, and, you know, I think that it needs to be taught so that, you know, people are more comfortable with natural hair coming into a salon and getting their hair blown out. So that's something I would want to teach.
Okay. Because, you know, I think everything that stylists come across, some of the different issues that stylists come across, blowing out hair and different things, everything is not necessarily taught in hair school.
So true.
You know, it can't be, because a lot of stylists just kind of can't be. Everything is not covered in hair school.
And you know what's happening now? I'm sorry not to interrupt you. Just to touch on your point, but a lot what's happening now is in the schools they're letting them put weaves on the mannequin heads, cut.
That's exactly what I was just getting ready to say.
Yeah, they're not even doing texture. So they have, if you only know one texture, how can you call yourself a hairstylist?
That's exactly what I was just getting ready to say. Is that's what they're doing in some hair schools now.
And they're letting them do it. Yes, it's just crazy. Yeah, it's upsetting, you know, and they're missing out on a big opportunity. And then, too, a lot of the styles that were new styles, that they don't even want to start at the shampoo bowl anymore. They think that the shampoo bowl is, you know, is unimportant. They want a chair right away, and they don't understand that they're learning texture. They're learning how to care for hair at the shampoo bowl. So that's important to start. You have to start at the shampoo bowl. But, you know, they want to jump in a chair and just be, you know, super stylist right away. And it doesn't work like that. You know, there's steps to it. If you miss a step, then you're not going to be all you can be when you do get a chair, get behind a chair and get your own business. Like, you're not going to know what to do. And a lot of people fail because of that, because they just want to be with somebody who is, you know, skilled and knows texture, knows hair. They're skilled at it. They just want to do what they're doing. They look at them and they think, oh, I could just do what they're doing. And that's where everybody is going wrong, and they're not able to succeed.
And do you think, now, you know, I know it's probably, you spoke earlier about everybody walking around, you know, the hair looking alike, what have you, with the weaves and, you know, and I don't know if it's a fad or what to call it, but, you know, why do you think that there are so many women, you know, wearing weaves? Is it because that's something that everybody's doing, or is it because some women, you know, may be natural and they just don't want to deal with their natural hair?
Then why go natural? Why go natural if you don't want to deal with your hair? Like, since when did we not want to deal with our hair? Like, I just don't understand what's going on. I've seen so many cases of alopecia. Because, or people who are wearing weaves and wigs and they wear for years, saying that they're letting their hair grow, quote unquote, and then when they take the wig and weave out and they try to wear their own hair, then it ends up falling out when it's exposed to all the elements and stuff. It's so dry because they're not taking care of it right. You know, they're not they're not caring for it. And I think that it's, you know, a lot of it is a trend. I think social media plays a big part in it. You know, you just see all these images, you know, hair is looking flawless. So, you know, they think they, you know, weave is going, they want to look like that, you know. And at the end of the day, you know, it don't look good. You know, it's not a good look. I think it's a bad representation of who we are. You know, I really feel that way. You know, back in the day, you know, I'm not going to say I never wore a weave before, but when you start, you know, growing your hair out and you say, you know, you're natural, you're supposed to, there's a certain level of consciousness that you're supposed to have. That means, you know, inside and out. So it's not just about the look of being natural. It's about, you know, your inside and the beauty inside. And, you know, you're tapping into a consciousness. That's the natural I know. You know, you tap into a consciousness where you want to be a better person. You want to do the right thing by the universe.
you know, and I don't know, I think it's just like a look. And I think that's what a lot of, especially, you know, the younger people, I think it's just they're mixed up about that. It's not just about, mm-hmm. you know, because you got curly hair, you're natural. It's everything about you to represent that. And that's not what's going on. So they say, oh, I'm natural, but I think it's just an excuse to put a weave on. You know, I'm natural. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not natural if you got the weave in. You're not natural. Not to me.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Wow. So when's the first class?
I don't know, soon. I'm trying, you know, it's just getting colder now, so I want to try and set up something soon. I'm going to have a product knowledge class with stylist the first of January, the first week in January, and through that I'll be able to first train some stylists on how to do the blowout. These stylists will be sales reps for the product line, and then we're going to send them out to salons to give blowout classes and teach stylists how to do blowout, a bye-bye parabens blowout. And then my class, my personal classes to teach my clients are going to start back up in February. I'm going to start those again.
Oh, okay. Nice. Nice. I think that's a great idea, teaching professionals as well as teaching, you know, your clients, the everyday woman.
Mm-hmm. And the people I've taught so far, like my clients I've taught, they know how to do their hair in between. So they're not scared of their natural hair. Not anymore. Right. You know,
not anymore.
So, I mean, it works. Yeah, it works.
Absolutely, I love it. I think more more stylists should do it. Like you said, do the tutorials and teach their clients.
That's right. I think people will respect us too. You know, more. I think that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a lack of respect because of the lack of professionalism, and you know, we got to do better. That's all. We got to step
mm-hmm.
up, and we got to do better.
Yep. Absolutely. If there was one thing that you, one piece of advice that you could give to just hairstylists in general, what would it be?
To make sure that you are consistent in your service to your customer. Always be a professional. So I guess the consistency is important. Be consistent. Don't do a massage or a deep conditioner one time the first time they come and then you don't follow through with it after. You know, so you're going to give a head massage, all the time. We'll give it every service, not just the one. So just be consistent and be honest with your customer. I guess that beats like three things. But be honest with the customer. If they don't need a trim, don't do it. If they don't need a color, don't do it. If they don't need a relaxer, don't put it in. If they don't need a relaxer every 6 weeks, don't do that to them just because of the higher ticket. The money is not worth losing a customer and then, you know, compromising the integrity of not only yourself but your customer's hair. So, be honest, keep the professionalism, and always be consistent.
Nice. I love it. I love it. I have to see you in Charlotte really soon.
Yay.
Thank you so much, Tracy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. This was. I think I was really serious this time, but I think we covered a lot of things, and I hope people who are listening got something out of this conversation. You know, if anybody has any questions, you know, my email, you can either, you know, Instagram me at Tracy Rick Salon or, you know, byebyeparabens.com. You can reach me there as well if you have any questions, or be great. I'd love to hear your feedback.
Absolutely. And keep us posted, you know, with your classes so we can make announcements here on the show. So because, you know, we need to get the word out
Oh, thank
past
you.
Scarlet. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Find out about it all over, because I think it's a great thing.
Well, the first thing I got to do is send you some products. So I'm going to get your information, and then we'll send some products so that you can try. I've seen your hair, so I know exactly what you need. So I'll send you some products for your hair for when you want to blow it out, and then also when you want to wear it curly.
Okay,
and, you know,
maybe
you'll be tempted.
I'll be taking these products to the salon with me.
Okay.
Like, you know, this is the only thing I want to use. So.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'll get those out to you ASAP.
All right. So we can get some stylists outside of Charlotte exposed to them so they'll, you know, they can see for themselves.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, well, thank you again so much, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. I greatly appreciate it, and we'll be back next Sunday, same time, 9 p.m., with another inspiring guest. So tune in next. Thanks again, Tracy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, you too.
Have a good night, everybody, and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night.